Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, a few episodes back on the broadcast, we started a series that we're calling No Good Thing. And in this teaching, we are getting rooted in the reality and in the truth that we serve a good God who withholds no good thing from them who walk uprightly. Praise the Lord. And let's go to Psalm 84. This has been our foundation text in this teaching. Psalm 84, verse 11 says, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Now, friend, do you see that phrase there? The Lord will give grace and glory. And then it says, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. What's happening in that verse is the will of God is being revealed to us. And His will is to give grace and glory. And His will is to withhold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. This is the God that you and I serve. Somebody that withholds good from a person isn't good. If you withhold good, you're not good. The way to be good is to give good. That's one of the main things that makes a person good, that makes God good, is that He gives good. He doesn't withhold it. Now, I want to go to Hebrews chapter 4 today on the broadcast. And the title of the broadcast today is Come and Get It. Praise the Lord. And I believe we're going to see another element today on the broadcast, another component about the goodness of God. And in Hebrews 4:16, it says there, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. In the time of need, the scripture said. We have an open invitation from God to come to His throne and get whatever we need. Praise God. I'm going to say it to you again. We have, according to that verse, we have an open invitation from God to come to His throne and get whatever we need. Now you see in that verse, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Obtain and find. That deals with come and get it. Come and get the mercy, the grace you need in your time of need. Come and get the grace to help. Come and get the mercy that you need. It's an open invitation from God to come to Him and get whatever you need. This word grace in this verse, one of the words that you run into when you look it up is graciousness. And graciousness deals with benevolence or a disposition to do good. Graciousness deals with liberality. And that's talking about something that is not closed to be liberal, not contracted. Liberality deals with something being open, giving largely. That's what liberality is. to be generous or to be bountiful. And this is the kind of throne that God sits on. It's a throne of graciousness. It's a throne of liberality. It's a place of benevolence where good is being done and good is being poured out. It is, the throne is not closed to God's people. It's not contracted, but it's open. And at the throne, there is big giving being done at the throne. You find bountifulness and generosity at the throne. It is a throne of grace. And God is saying, you have an open invitation, praise God, to come to my throne and get whatever you need. See, this is who God really is. Praise the Lord. A lot of people don't think He is this way, but this is the way He is. Now, a few years back, I was studying on this, and I was actually doing a teaching on the broadcast on this verse, and God reminded me of something in my life. When I was in my early 20s, I moved in right, if you looked out this, I'm sitting in my living room right now. If you looked out the window, you'd see a house over there, right out the window that my uncle built. And my grandma's house is right this way, or was her house. They're in heaven now. They got a better house. But their house was over here, and our house sits here. So when I was in my early 20s, I lived with my uncle in his house that he built. And so grandma's house was almost just in his backyard. And my grandma and grandpa had a three-car garage, and inside the garage set a deep freeze, not a small one. I don't know what size it was, but it was a rectangular one. It was a big deep freeze. And in that deep freeze, grandma would always have food, frozen things, frozen peas, all kinds of stuff she would have in there. And when I moved into my uncle's house, my grandma would tell me repeatedly, now Matthew, if you ever need something to eat or want something up here in the deep freeze, you just come and help yourself anytime. And in fact, at one point in time, she told me where the key was to the house. And if we're not here, just come in the kitchen and get whatever you need. But the big thing was that deep freeze, because it didn't matter what time of day it was, what time of night it was. That deep freeze was always full, and you could always go up to that deep freeze and get something to eat, whatever it may be. And she was telling me, you have an open invitation to come and get anything you want, anytime you want. You don't have to ask, just come on and get it. Come on and take it, praise the Lord. And when the Lord reminded me of that, He said, that's how I am at the throne of grace. And revelation just went off in my heart, because I know how my grandma was. I know how liberal she was with that deep freeze. I know how generous she was. And I know how she wanted me to have anything I needed out of it at any time, no matter what it was. And God said, that's how I am at the throne of grace. And so I learned that from my grandma. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And His throne, God's throne, whispers this reality. It whispers this. It's all at my throne. Come and get what you need. If you listen closely, you'll hear that being whispered at the throne. It's all at my throne. Come and get what you need. Come and get it. It's all here. Come and get it. This is what His throne whispers. Now, that's just a revelation I have. That's not necessarily a scripture, but it goes with Hebrews 4:16. It's all here at my throne. Come and get it. That's what Grandma told me. It's all there in the deep freeze. Come and get what you need. And in the Message Bible of Hebrews 4:16, it says, let's walk right up to Him and get what He is so ready to give. Let's walk right up to Him and get what He is so ready to give. See, friend, God is ready to give us what we need. He wants to. In James 1:5, it talked about, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. If you lack wisdom, come and get it. You need something of the throne, come and get it. Psalm 81:10, I referenced this last time on the broadcast, said, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." John 15:7, Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it'll be done." Mark 11:24, he said, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them." All of these scriptures paint this picture of God saying, "Hey, it's all here at my throne. Come and get what you need." Praise the Lord. This is our good God, and this is the kind of God that you and I serve. Now, many people, they don't even see God this way. A lot of people think the reason we have to pray so long and so much about things is because we're trying to get God to let go of something that He really doesn't want to give us to begin with. I'm convinced that's why a lot of people think we got to pray so hard and pray so long, because God really doesn't want us to have it. And so, but if we pray long enough, finally we can just give Him to get Him and go, "Well, here, just take it then." That's not the God we serve. No, the God we serve is saying, "Come and get what you need. Come and take what you need. Come and believe you receive when you pray and you'll have it. My throne's open. It's a throne of grace." Praise the Lord. Romans 8:32 says this. It says, "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also freely give us all things?" That scripture is saying if God didn't withhold Jesus from us, then He wouldn't withhold any other good thing from us, because there's nothing better than Jesus. And so if God didn't withhold His biggest, best thing, and He gave us His biggest and best thing in giving us His Son, well, there's no other good thing He would withhold from you. I mean, that'd be like me taking you to, you know, the car dealership and buying you a new car, and then you saying, "Well, on the way home, could we fill it up with gas?" And me saying, "No, I'm not getting you any gas." "Well, no, if I got you the car, I'll get you the gas and take you out to eat on the way home probably." You know, why? Because the car is bigger than all that stuff. And if God didn't withhold Jesus, what's the scripture saying? How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Give us all things. What's the picture there? God's not withholding anything. He's not withholding anything from us. How do we know that? He gave us Jesus, so He's not going to withhold anything else. Luke 11:29 says, "Seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things." Verse 31, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Come on, friend, do you hear it in that verse? Everything you need's up here at the throne. Everything you need's here in the kingdom. Just come to the throne. Come to the kingdom. It's all here. Everything you need's all here. Look what it says in verse 32. "Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." What's He saying? The kingdom is... means He's not withholding anything from you. No, with Jesus, He's freely given you everything else. And so God has given you everything and is withholding no thing. Not nothing, no thing. I want to say it to you again. God, it's His pleasure to give you the kingdom. If He gave you Jesus, would He not give you everything else? What is that painting a picture of? It's painting this picture. God has given you everything and is withholding from you no thing. When Jesus was resurrected, here's the way God showed it to me. When Jesus was resurrected, it's like God rang the dinner bell and said, "Come and get it. Come and get what you need. The throne's open. The kingdom is yours. Come and get it. Come and get it." Why? Because of the price that Jesus paid, this is available to you and me. And Romans 8:17 in the Living Bible says this. It says, "Since we are His children, we share His treasures." Now watch this. "For all God gives to His Son, Jesus, is now yours too. Everything he's given to Jesus is now yours too. And the King James Bible says we are joint heirs with Jesus. God is not withholding anything from you. God has given you everything. He's given you the kingdom. He's given you his son. And with Jesus, he's freely given you everything else. And everything that Jesus has, everything that he has given to his son Jesus, friend, it's yours too. Praise the Lord. This is what we call family benefits. Praise the Lord. You're in the family, and now there's some benefits that you get with being in the family. Ephesians 3:15 says that we are part of the family. The whole family in heaven and earth is named after the name of Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We've taken on that name. We are now in the family. And now being in the family, we are heirs, joint heirs with Jesus. Everything in the kingdom is ours. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. Why? Because we are his heirs. We are his children. We are in his family. Praise the Lord. The Lord showed me this a few years back. Most of you know now, me and Amber have two daughters, Grace and Faith. And Grace is getting ready to turn 12, and Faith is getting ready to turn 9. And when they talk about this, well, I'm in our house right now. When they talk about this house, they call it their house. They'll say, that's my house, or that's our house. They call it their house. And we do too. We call it our house. And insinuating that it's their house. It's our house. And we talk like this because it is their house. It is our house. It's theirs as much as it's ours. Now, they have never donated a dollar to paying any bills, to paying for this house in any capacity. They have not paid for it in any way. Saying it is their house is only by grace because they've done nothing, and they don't need to, but they've done nothing to pay for it. They don't pay the bills. They don't pay for this house, and yet it's theirs by lineage. Oh, friend, did you hear that? It's theirs because they're in the family. I'm just letting it settle down upon you right now. It's theirs because they're in the family. And friend, it's yours because you're in the family. Healing is in the kingdom, and that's yours because you're in the family. Prosperity, peace of mind, joy, financial and material blessing and well-being, that's in the kingdom, and that's yours too because you're in the family. God is not withholding anything from you. When the prodigal son came back home, and his brother was upset that his dad was throwing this party for the bad brother that was running off doing a bunch of stuff he shouldn't do, one of the things that the father told the son that had stayed with him the whole time, he said, "All that I have belongs to you." Why would he say that? Because you're my son. He said, all that I have is yours. And friend, that's what God's saying to you today. All that I have is yours. I'm not withholding anything from you. I'm not trying to keep it back. Come boldly to my throne and get what you need. Praise the Lord. Oh, can you say thank you, Lord? And here's the thing. It's God's great pleasure to give you what you need. It's God's great pleasure to provide for his people. Did you hear that in Luke 11, 32? It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. See, God wants you to come to him for what you need. And he's not offended by it. He's not annoyed by it. That's part of his job in being your father, is being your provider. And I'm saying that because a lot of people leave the idea that somehow God gets offended if we come to Him and ask Him for something, or ask Him to bless us, or ask Him to meet a need. And people almost preach against that now. And they leave this idea, no, God's more interested in having a relationship with you than He is in just giving you what you need and want. Well, God can be interested in two things. He does want a relationship with you. And there is a truth that if you're going to pay no attention to God and do what you want and just live your own life, and then every time you need something, come to God, and that's the only time you come to Him, well, of course, that's not God's best, and that's not what He wants. But God is not offended or annoyed by people coming to Him that need things. He knows that He is your source, and He knows there's things you need, and He actually, it's His good pleasure to take care of His people. I like this in Psalm 81 in verse 9 in the easy to read. It said, God said, don't worship foreign gods or bow down to gods who you know nothing about. I am the Lord your God. I rescued you from Egypt. Just ask and I will give you whatever you need. What's God saying? I want to provide for you. You need some? You come to me and get it. If you read Isaiah 30, this is where God's people got in trouble because they were going down to Egypt to get what they needed and not coming to God. And God was not pleased with that. He was not happy with it. Why? Because He was their God. He was the one they should have been looking to, and He would meet their needs. And friend, it is God's great pleasure to give you the kingdom and to meet your needs and take care of you. That's His pleasure. He doesn't get any pleasure in withholding things from His people or holding back or holding out on. He gets no pleasure in that. His pleasure is found in you prospering, in giving you the kingdom, in giving you things. That's what God likes to do. That's what He wants to do. We hear His heart in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be opened. For everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. See, when I wanted something to eat out of that deep freeze, I needed to go knock on it. I needed to go require of that deep freeze, ask of that deep freeze, put a demand on it. And if I did, I would receive, I would find, it would be open to me. And if you need something from God, you need to go to Him. You need to look to Him. You need to ask and believe you receive. Take what you need. Praise God. And it goes on to say in verse 9, what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil know how to give good things unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? It's the heart of the Father to give good to His children, not to withhold it. You can hear that verse, ask and you'll receive, knock and it'll be open, seek and you'll find. See, it's the heart of the Father for you to have it and to give it to you and not withhold it. Now, friend, knowing these things that we've talked about today, that number one, we have an open invitation from God to come and get what we need. Number two, that God is giving us everything and is withholding nothing. And then number three, it's His great pleasure to give you the kingdom and to provide for you. Knowing and being rooted in those three realities, it affects your confidence and your faith. Because when you come to God, you know you have an open invitation to do so. You know that He is not withholding anything from you. He's withholding nothing but giving everything. And you know it's His good pleasure to do that. Well, that gives you confidence when you come to God that you're going to get, that you're going to receive what you need. It gives you confidence to come to Him in faith. And friend, that is essential. Faith and confidence is essential if you want to have an effective prayer life where the things you're praying for, the things you're asking for, you're receiving. If you want to be effective in doing that, Faith is essential. In Matthew 21, 21, Jesus said, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And see, when you come to God, you need to believe, I'm going to get what I need. I'm going to receive what I need. I'm confident that I am. Why am I so confident? I'm confident because I know I have an open invitation from God to do so. I know that God is withholding nothing from me, and I know it's His good pleasure to give me what I need. And so, friend, no matter what it is today, no matter what you're seeking, no matter what you're in need of, I want to encourage you to go to the throne boldly. Go to the throne confidently, because there's a God that sits on that throne that wants to give you every good thing that you need, and it's His good pleasure to do it, and He will withhold no good thing from you. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today for this invitation that You've given to us to come to You to get the things that we need. Father, we just come to You right now, and we come to Your throne boldly, and we just receive the things that we need to receive for our lives, for the situations that we're facing, and we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back next time, because we got one more teaching in this series that we're calling No Good Thing. And next time on the broadcast, we're going to get into some reasons why people aren't receiving the good things God wants them to receive, and so you won't want to miss it. It's going to be a powerful broadcast. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.